Coaches Insight programs continue as we get set for week one of high school football on Friday night here on CARE Radio. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined by Atchison County football coach. That is Cody Tettmeyer, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, going into now year number three for you. Obviously, last year, a few more downs, maybe some ups, but a 2-7 year, you certainly got a lot of pieces back going into 2025. I guess we'll kind of turn the page here, of course, to this year. The summer, the preparation, the weights, the attendance, you know, kind of talk about that in the off season, gearing up to where we are kind of right now at this point.
It was a pretty good summer for us. We'd always like every year you go into it, you'd say you'd like to have more attendance, you know, more kids there. We had 42 kids out so far this year in football, and I would say, you know, a good 30 of them or more were very consistent in the weight room this summer. So, weights-wise, you know, we had a good attendance. We had a good 30 to 35 show up for camp. We went up and scrimmaged Mar Hill this summer, and we had 25 or so show up to that with some kids on vacation and whatnot. So, you know, our summer was pretty decent. Like you said, going into year three, we got some things kind of building and our program's kind of going in the right direction.
Well, let's start offensively, and let's start with your returning starter quarterback and Cody Faulk, the 6-foot junior. In terms of kind of what you told us in the preview magazine, you know, seems like a kid that's hungry and ready to go. Talk about his development, kind of the expectation for him, not just in week one, but kind of this season in general.
So, you know, Cody taking that next step as a junior. He was 100% kid this summer in the weight room. Came to camp, did a lot of things right. He went out for track last spring as well. And, you know, he looks a lot more confident this year. We saw some things even in camp and then in our jamboree that we didn't see out of Cody the year ago. So, you know, we have some high expectations for him. He's more confident. He's more physical. He's made some great decisions so far this year in preseason. And we're looking for him to take that next step and lead us down the field. Multiple occasions.
Sticking with the offense and kind of a two-parter here, you know, at least over the few years that I've been around here in this area, it seems like always Atchison County, very good at running back, usually got multiple bodies that can certainly do it. Max Botteroff coming back senior year, all-league honors a year ago. You know, he's a very good and talented running back, but you should have a few extra guys that could step in, you know, and then kind of couple that with the offensive line. What's kind of the expectations just for the running attack here in 2025?
I mean, many people know that Max is our guy, and you know he's a guy that you can't sometimes coach. He's going to do some things that just kind of make you go, "Wow, I'm glad that guy's on our team." But you know we have 6 or 7 guys that we can go ahead and get the ball to, and we feel comfortable with the ball in their hands. We got a lot of guys to put some work in. You know, we're getting quicker. With our wrestling program, we have some kids that are very quick, very physical, and have a lot of ability. So, you know, we feel good about where we're at in the backfield. Offensive line wise, we got two guys coming back, two seniors kind of leading the way. We'll have some new faces up there, and we'll be pretty young with the rest of them. So, but the seniors have done a really good job of trying to get them going in the right direction and teaching some things. And, you know, we thought in our jamboree that those guys that up front did some really good things, and we're looking to build off it this week and move forward with McLeod.
A couple more minutes. Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer here as we get set for week one of high school football coming up on Friday night. They'll take on McLeod. I guess real quick, kind of defensively, just kind of an overall outlook. I know the numbers, you know, at times, you know, not great a year ago. You know, you played some very good teams, and obviously the district is very tough once again. Nemaha, a lot of Big East teams, you know, you're going to see in the back half of the year. But, you know, kind of the heavy emphasis on defense, 7 returning starters. How are we feeling on that side of the ball going into week one?
So it turns out that we have, I think, 9 returning starters, actually.
Oh, okay, defense. Yeah.
I think I miscounted. So,
okay.
Our whole linebacking core is back. Our DNs are back. You know, we've got some guys. Our whole secondary is back. So we've got a lot of experience there. Kind of going into the summer, going into the jamboree, we had some big expectations, and it was kind of better than we thought. You know, we had guys flying around making plays. With our running backs come a lot of quick athletic guys on the defensive side too, and they do a good job of getting off of blocks or getting by blocks and flying around and making plays. So, you know, I'm hoping that our defense kind of takes it under the wing, and that's the reason that we're in a lot of games. And like you said, you know, our schedule is absolutely brutal. We play a lot of really good teams. You know, going back to last year, I want to say six of the seven teams that beat us, you know, won at least one playoff game. And with Nemaha Central going to the state finals and probably should have won that game, but got beat on a last second throw. So a very, very tough schedule, and teams continue to get better. So it's going to be tough, but we're here to compete, and we're here to have a good year.
All right, Coach, thoughts on McLouth, your opening game here this season. You guys get them at home. They're coming off one of their best seasons in a long time, at least 10 years. They won seven games, you know, made a nice little run in the playoffs. They're going to have a lot of good players and seniors to replace, so there's going to be some new pieces for sure. What's kind of the expectations for this one on Friday night, and maybe a few keys for that game?
Yeah, like you said, they lost quite a few guys over there. Really, really good football players. But, you know, they're well coached. They're going to be, you know, like, you know, coming in last year, we thought they were a really well-oiled machine, even that first week. You know, they did what they did really well, and it kind of threw us off, and you know, we weren't really ready for it. So knowing what they're going to do now and having a good idea of what their offense looks like, you know, we feel a little more comfortable this year. You know, they line up in a very much of a power, and they just come at you, send eight or nine guys at you and try to stop it. So, knowing that that's what they're going to do moving forward, that, you know, we have a better idea. We can adjust to it and get guys in the right position to hopefully make some plays on defense.
There it is. Atchison County football coach Cody Tettmeyer joining us here on our Coaches Insight programs here on CARE Radio, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Tigers hosting McLouth in the season opener tomorrow night. Should be a lot of fun. Coach, thanks again for the time. We're excited to get things going this week and obviously all season. And we'll talk to you again ahead of week two. We appreciate it.
You bet. We couldn't be more excited to get week one started. So thank you, guys.